Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Crisis averted.
Crisis averted? What crisis?
I was missing my multicolored pen.
Whoa. Yeah, that is a crisis. No, you're right. No, you did not overreact at all. Multicolored pens are hard to come by.
Found it.
Phew.
As much as I love this multicolored pen, I never use red and green. Which, ironically, is this time of year.
That's kind of the point of the multicolored pen. Why are you misusing the pen?
Am I?
Just get a pen. Yes, you are grossly misusing the
pen. I need a bicolor pen because I really like the black and the blue for what I use it for. I just don't use the red and the green very often.
Use them.
I'm signing an official document, so I think it has to be black and blue, does it not?
I don't think so.
I can sign in green?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever signed a mortgage? Or a life insurance policy? Or
no.
In green?
No, but I just think that you've got the ability to.
I do.
Green, I think you get a pass. Red is exclusively for teachers who are correcting papers.
Which I used to teach and I loved red.
Yes, I know.
I did so much.
I've gotten some revisions back.
I've also revised for you too.
He's a great proofreader. And I've made a lot of spelling errors.
What are you trying to say here? Nope.
What do you think you mean?
I also perfected that, whatever that weird little piece of that symbol that kind of has a hump. Here, I'll draw it.
What? Like a tilde?
That thing?
Oh, yeah.
What's that called?
That's like the paragraph.
It's like a paragraph with a nose.
This paragraph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not a parenthesis,
no.
And it's not a bracket.
No, it's for the whole whole paragraph.
You think you invented that? I didn't say I invented it.
Oh, okay, good.
I perfected it as a way to make notes when I didn't agree with anything in the paragraph.
Mm.
Nothing at all.
Yeah.
Like, this paragraph is pointless.
It's just, I imagine,
I was a ruthless educator.
And to get your notes back, like, I've seen your chicken scratch. How would the kids get notes? Like, I think he liked it. No, I don't know. What is he trying to say?
I took a little more effort.
Yeah.
On those. Yeah. Because I was trying to provide legitimate feedback.
Right.
Right.
So it was very legible.
Yes.
Okay, good. Good.
I don't care about you as much, I guess, is what I'm saying. Aww. Without saying it.
Oh, thanks. I don't care if you understand or not. Okay. That's sweet.
How many times in the course of a week or a month, do you look at something I wrote to you and say, what do you...
A lot. It always takes a second. Always.
But it's once usually, you see it.
Yeah. Oh, then you can't unsee
it.
Yeah. It's like one word is fine and the other word is like, what is he trying to write?
And is it fair to say it's usually when I write in bad cursive?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
If I print, we're okay.
Yes.
Yeah. My dad was a printer. My mom was a cursiver.
So now you're somewhere in between?
Yeah. My mom had beautiful cursive handwriting.
Uh-huh.
And my dad was just, he just printed always so tiny.
Yeah.
And I just kind of fell in the middle.
I just always think I have boys' handwriting. It's just, meh. It's fine.
When I use a Sharpie, though, and I get to write a little bit more like a caricature artist,
uh-huh,
I think I'm a good printer.
Then you feel like...
Yeah.
You always carry a Sharpie with you.
I think
you just prefer to write in Sharpie.
That's it.
Huh.
I should have been an architect or
yep.
something, right?
Yep. Somewhere where they need Sharpies.
Yeah. Well, I can't go green yet.
Come on, tis red and green time.
I know, but...
Christmas it up. And they took a poll asking people about all of your plans this December. What
okay.
are the things that you plan to do? Like, there's some, like, I gotta listen to music. This weekend, we watched Christmas Vacation. Like, I've always gotta watch Christmas Vacation.
So it's making cookies that could be a planned
yes.
activity?
Yes.
I'm going to the orchestra for Holiday Spectacular. That's
Ooh.
A planned activity.
That's a good one. And I don't think that shows up on the list, Eric.
Like going to a live show?
A live show?
Is not on the list?
Oh, attend a holiday concert. I got it.
But wow, only, that's oh, low on
but
that
it's
list.
Low. It's only 23% of people.
How about attend a live nativity? Did
Ooh.
That make the list?
Mm.
Those seem to have a moment.
Yes! No, wait.
Or does
Display.
It just say...
Display.
Oh, not like see a donkey?
Display a nativity scene.
Display. So
Display
as
it.
You put one out.
Yeah,
right?
No. Not to be in it or to watch a live donkey. Doesn't say.
Nowhere,
nowhere
on that holiday list of things to do does it say go see a live donkey.
Go find a real donkey.
Yeah.
No, nowhere. No. But the number one answer, what do you think most people are going to say yes to?
Well, so I have to presume...
Because donkey is not on the list, and you're doing a terrible job.
Well, decorating is already done then, right?
Decorating?
Is not on the list or is on the list?
Decorated tree is at number six.
Six? What?
What are people doing more this season than decorating?
Shop wrap. Wrap presents. Wrap presents number one.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
What? I hate this game.
The worst. I don't want to play anymore.
I think it's because you're asking it wrong. What's number one?
Listen to holiday music.
Well, you kind of already said that,
yeah.
So I assumed it was lower
was
on the list.
I was trying to help you out. help me help you.
I'm shoving it back here.
I'm giving you help, and
until
you're like,
you say
no.
Donkey, I don't want it.
I gave you number one and number two. Listen to holiday music, watch a movie. Jeez. Go look at some
Then
Christmas
why are you asking me what
then
they are?
Fine, I'll just go take my helpfulness and I'll leave, okay? You don't need me, obviously. Morning Scramble, over.
I have some notes. Give me that list.
Okay, here. I'm gonna make finally a use for the red pen. Yay.
What? Question mark.
What?
I don't understand.
What are you trying to do with this list?
What are you trying to say?
I don't know.
It did not make any sense to me. All right. It's early. I'm going to hit either the right button or the wrong button.
Give me your red pen. I got to write something down.
You ready?
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Just grab my four-color pen. Because I owe somebody a thank you.
Is it me?
Well, I don't know. All I know is...
You don't know?
No. We got back from Chicago. My driveway was clear. Oh. Somebody sent me an angel. Was it you?
What? It was not me.
All right. I'm making a list of who it wasn't.
Oh, my gosh. That is so nice.
Do you think it was Ben?
Could have been Ben.
Nope.
Maybe?
I think Ben knows where I live, so that's 0 for 2.
Who, and you still have no idea who did this?
Uh-uh. No.
That is so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you do have a neighborhood of some very nice people.
Yes.
Do you think that, like, it took a village and everybody?
Do you think everybody came out all at once?
And there was a lovely moment where it was like, Fa-hu-do-res, Fa-hu-do-res. Yeah?
Many hands make for light work.
Yes.
Let's get Eric's driveway, everybody. Exactly. Come on, come on.
Exactly.
And by the, I mean Shannon's driveway.
Yes, Shannon. She uses it more.
I don't know. It was quite clear when we left. Tell me how much snow we had. 5 inches?
Sizable amount, yeah.
It didn't melt on its own. Impossible.
No. Oh, impossible.
Okay.
No. Impossible.
Somebody, the sidewalk, I know exactly. That's Barb and Bam.
Yes.
Because if they don't... They will do mine, and then when it snows in the middle of the night on a Tuesday, I will do theirs in the morning.
Sure.
I will also do Leo's driveway. Lately, though, he's got a service that plows him out.
Do you think that service got confused and they did yours too?
No, because that guy, the service guy's not, he goes more for speed, not efficiency.
Ah.
And yeah,
it was not him.
It's not him.
Oh, wow.
So, no, it was beautifully clear. Yeah, I don't know.
I would love to lay claim, but no, it was not us.
Somebody sent me an angel.
Wow.
My driveway was clear when we got back.
How sweet is that?
Yes, it was very sweet.
Aww.
I was very appreciative.
Well, yay.
So
yay
thank
for you.
Thank you, that person.
Yay for me, too.
Yes.
On Friday, my husband walked in after work, and it was like all of a sudden I was transported because in his arms, he had a box of FFA fruit. Have you ever experienced the joy that is a box of FFA fruit?
Sort of, kind of.
Okay.
I have purchased to support. I never sold.
Uh-huh.
But it also reminds me when I was, the University of Iowa, parents could send fruit baskets to you around finals time.
Oh.
To kind of keep the energy going.
Yes.
So it seems to be kind of in the same vein. Variety of fruit.
Yes. You get a box, basically, and it's like your selection, whatever kind of fruits that you want in there. But I totally forgot that the FFA fruit sale was this time of year. It coincides with the holidays. How wonderful.
Now, as a member of the Williamsburg High School FFA.
Oh, my gosh, Eric.
How many boxes of fruit did you sell?
I tried to sell as many as possible, but I remember being... at, like, I was vice president of our chapter.
You were vice president of the FFA?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, I was a big dog. So we would have to organize,
yeah,
the, you know, all of the fruit shipment as it came in and who gets what. And
they don't come pre-boxed?
Oh, no, they come in boxes. Got it. But every, like, Melissa sold this much and Brandon sold this. And so this is his mm-hmm. stuff and this is her stuff. So getting that all organized, I was just all of a sudden I was back in the shop
nice.
On the dock moving fruit. And you know what? I was happy. I was so happy.
Where'd your joy go?
Rotten away like old fruit.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Mid-American Energy is warning customers about a new scam on Facebook.
Uh-oh, what is it?
Somebody has created a fake profile of Mid-American and is sending out friend invites.
Stop it.
Mid-American does not want to be your friend, and they would never, ever, ever, ever invite you to be a friend, nor would they direct message you asking for things on Facebook.
They don't need any iTunes gift cards.
They don't.
Mm-mm.
So please do not accept any friend requests from Mid-American Energy. Delete or report any direct messages that may look suspicious. Sports Shorts! Iowa Hawkeye is going to face off against Vanderbilt, the Commanders, on New Year's Eve Day, so on the 31st.
Okay.
In the ReliaQuest Outback Bowl in Tampa. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. on ESPN.
Okay, just as predicted.
Pretty much as predicted. While I was going to Florida, Iowa State needs to go to the bank because they are being fined for turning down their bowl bid.
Oh, goodness.
The Cyclones, along with Kansas State and perennial powerhouse Notre Dame, all three programs, all bowl-eligible winning records, all declined their bowl invites this year.
What?
Iowa State and Kansas State each fined $500,000 by the Big 12. For not going. The Cyclones are claiming player injuries, the coaching shuffle, which started yeah. Friday night.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if it's a confirmed report or not, but it appears that Rocco, am I saying that right?
The Rocco Breck.
Rocco yeah. Breck is entering the transfer portal. And if that's true, and again, I can't confirm that, then they wouldn't have a starting quarterback. I mean, they've got quarterbacks on staff.
Yeah, but with no coach, no quarterback. Like,
yes.
Oh.
So apparently the players voted Saturday or Sunday morning, did not take the bowl bid. Same with Kansas State. They are getting a new coach, too. Their coach is just retiring. I think Notre Dame's ticked. Notre Dame got left out of the 12-school playoff.
Yeah.
The one team that got in was Miami, and that's the team that beat that. I mean, it's just, it's very political. So, yeah, those Notre Dame almost was your national champion last year. They have a 10-2 record, and they are not going to play in a bowl game
because
they
Wild.
Just didn't want to go to the Pop-Tart Bowl. And for those who didn't see, Matt Campbell told the team on Friday night he's going to Penn State. The new coach for Iowa State is a guy named Jimmy Rogers from Washington State, who used to coach for South Dakota State. So he has Midwestern ties
okay.
and knows how to lead a winning program.
Okay.
So a lot of that movement in 24 to
Tons.
48 hours in Ames. Wrapping up the buzz, 24 hand-drawn ornaments from students across Iowa adorn the Iowa tree as part of the national holiday display in President's Park. Which, by the way, is the park around the White House. I didn't know I had a name.
I didn't know we had this at all.
No. So each tree was unveiled as part of the National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony. The ornaments include pictures of corn, ragbri, herky, a tulip festival, blue bunny ice cream, quilts, the goldfinch, and lots and lots and lots of pictures of eagles from Decorah.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I'm guessing a Decorah Elementary got picked.
Uh-huh.
The ornaments are now on display in D.C., and the exhibit will continue through January the 1st.
Well, that sounds lovely.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Sydney Sweeney is once again setting the record straight on her Summer American Eagle Jeans ad campaign. She made some comments about it last month, and she feels that she needs to speak again. She said she did the campaign because she loves the jeans. She loves the brand. She doesn't support some of the views that people have chose to connect with the campaign.
Clearly.
Many have assigned motives and labels to me that just aren't true. I am against hate and divisiveness. And she says that she has always made it a point to never respond to any press, whether it be good or bad. Just stay out of it. But she said this time she came to realize that her silence regarding the issue only widened the divisiveness, didn't solve it. So she said she hopes that this can kind of put an end to it once and for all, focus on what connects us instead of what divides us.
Trying to get in front of it because people are going to see it again now that they're shopping
probably
for the holidays.
I bet so, yeah.
I mean, I just feel like back when it came up, maybe then would have been a good time.
Then would have been a great time, but she was still under that mindset of like, oh, don't respond, don't respond, it'll all blow over. And it didn't blow over.
No.
Yeah. And you're right. You still see her in the stores when you walk in. You're like, oh, yeah, I remember that. That was bad. Okay. This past weekend, Hallmark Channel had a Hallmark Christmas experience, a hometown holiday Christmas special. After the premiere of Lacey Chabert's 43rd Hallmark movie, She's Making a List.
Wow.
Fans saw Lacey come on the screen live, standing alongside Mickey and Minnie with a big announcement that she's going to be starring in Holiday Ever After, A Disney World Wish Come True.
There are people all over this planet who can't contain themselves. You're mixing Disney and Hallmark movies?
Disney plus Hallmark. Can you even handle it? They're going to film the whole movie live in Disney World, and it'll be part of 2026 Countdown to Christmas.
Can I ask? I'm going to.
But
I don't watch a lot of these.
Yeah.
So she's never playing the same woman.
No. She's always a different.
Who just keeps falling in and out of love.
Yes, okay. Yes. She's always a different woman.
Okay.
Unless it's a sequel to the movie that of the previous one.
Okay.
This one stars Lacey and her extended family as they head to Walt Disney World to spend a magical Christmas together. The dream of a jolly holiday gets quickly dashed when Lindsay, which is Lacey, discovers her room is next door to the guy. A disastrous first date she recently had, who's also there on a family trip. As they cross paths during their stay, the frost starts to thaw, and they learn that they're not so different from each other after all, thanks to some Disney World magic. Ooh, and the Cinderella fountain comes into play.
Wow.
Yeah, it puts an end to their rivalry romance.
I've never heard of the Cinderella fountain.
I haven't either. This is a new feature.
I've never heard of a fountain.
The Cinderella fountain.
Nope.
Okay. Well, maybe it's just
movie
magic.
The castle?
It's inside. I've never gotten to stay inside the castle.
No, it's a wishing well for Snow White, but
that's true. Yeah, that's No, but it says Cinderella's fountain.
Moving on.
Okay. Miley Cyrus. She's just like us. You know what? She's got some fears, but it's not like spiders or heights or dying. Her fear is paper.
She's afraid of paper?
She has a real problem with paper. She says this has caused a problem in her daily life. She's known for being a Grinch around this time of the year, the holidays. She asks for people not to wrap her presents in paper because she hates the feeling of unwrapping the paper.
Really?
Yeah. This is a diagnosable
That's
thing
clinical.
With paper, right? She said she's thought about some sort of intervention in the past, maybe some sort of hypnosis. It's affecting her everyday life. She throws away handwritten letters. If you want to get a hold of Miley, you've got to text, email, or phone her. She really hates cardboard. She makes her fiance take cardboard boxes, packages of things that they order, and open them outside of the house so she doesn't even hear the cardboard opening. She hates that.
This is weird.
This is really...
I don't want to say crazy. It's just weird.
It's very strange. She does have some exceptions. She's okay with wax paper.
Okay.
And rolling papers. This was not a surprise to me.
Then wrap her presents in rolling papers.
Or wax paper.
Solved it.
That's the only way you can give her a gift. It's so weird. That's what we like to call...
Z's Sleaze.
How was your weekend? What did you do? There's lots of activities in our area, and hopefully you made it out to something and got a snapshot of something holly and jolly.
I would love to see photos of the Christmas tree lighting downtown Cedar Rapids, well, technically Green Square. Then there was the Five Seasons lights the night before,
mm-hmm.
at McGrath Amphitheater. We know we had the big peppermint walk in Marion. We have an annual tradition where we now have a group of six. This is year number three we've done this. We go to Chicago for a variety of things. There's a big makers fair there, so we support their local. The last 2 years now, we have found pop-up Santa bars. So we actually have dinner there. That's
nice.
My photo. Saturday night, we go to the jazz club. Then we went to a champagne bar.
Ooh.
I know. How adult of us.
Lovely.
So the photo is from Santa Baby, which 360 days a year is a country bar.
No way.
But during the holidays, and I tell you what, it's all around Wrigleyville. I would say if you walked out of this particular bar within probably a 5-bar radius, 4 of them were also Santa pop-up themed.
So I'm guessing we have lots of lights in this bar, lots of holiday decorations. Are they constantly playing Santa Baby?
No, that would drive me crazy. The music is random Christmas songs, and we looked up. So what they do is they take a net and then they interweave the lights into the net and then they just hang the ornaments. I mean, if you imagine a net as a ceiling, you have so many points to hang ornaments. I mean, the entire ceiling is covered in ornaments. And then there's pop-up photos everywhere. This is outside. It was pretty frigid in Chicago. But yeah, they have these little sets. You can do a ton of photos. They've got a sleigh. They've got a vintage Cadillac. And then they have different seating zones and areas. There was like a private party going on upstairs, a 3-level bar.
Ooh.
And we were just in the main level. But yeah, we got in. Luckily, had a reservation. So I had a great meal on Saturday. Did all the shopping on Sunday in between watching some football. Jazz club Saturday night, and then shopped our way back store by store, town by town, made it back after another great weekend. So there's my photo on the Z102.9 Facebook page. You were at the show I'm going to this Friday. You were at this weekend.
Okay, get excited because I finally had my opportunity to see Frozen at Theater Cedar Rapids. Just walking in and sitting down, it just kind of took my breath away. Just the set is gorgeous. The lights that are projected, the magic that they're able to make happen on stage here in Cedar Rapids, it's phenomenal. It is absolutely phenomenal.
And I'm luckily get to serve on the board of directors for Theater Cedar Rapids. And when we found out about 2 months before it was public, we couldn't stop buzzing about how we got the rights to the show and the fact that they were going to do as many performances as possible because they didn't want anybody to miss it.
Which was cool because this was a very busy weekend. I know I went on Friday and then my sister went on Sunday and she was really nervous because she has like little guys that were going and this was their first live show experience. What a fantastic experience. She said that like she was worried that her youngest wasn't going to hold his attention. Held his attention the entire time. There's magic. They've got the light up wands. There was popcorn. You know, it was a great, great experience.
That's great to hear because I'm hearing a lot of families with little ones are using this show as kind of your first introduction into live musical theater.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's a perfect first introduction.
Well, make sure you get your tickets before they sell out. Frozen at TCR. That was Claire's weekend. Mine was at pop-up bars and then some in Chicago. What did you do for this past weekend? We'd love to see your photos. We'll get to your photos next. It's One Shot Weekends with the Morning Scramble.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
One Shot Weekends. Every Monday morning, you're headed back to the office. You're probably already doing this at the office, kind of showing off your phone, what you did over the weekend. We just take it, we put it on the radio and on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's weird how sometimes themes start to emerge, and the theme of the Grinch is rampant right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. Apparently, the Grinch was at Hy-Vee this weekend, Dodge Street in Iowa City. And we had a meeting of worlds because clarinet Sharon from the Z102.9 marching band got a chance to meet our baby, who is now a toddler, Charlotte, the Morning Scramble Blue.
Yes, we talk about both of them usually during our Monday one-shot weekends.
Usually separately, but they actually ran into each other at the event.
Universes collided.
Wow.
This is just a good example of why I love doing this. I have 3 random pictures up right now.
Yeah.
I've got 4 people dressed to the nines at a masquerade ball for a salute to the Fallen Foundation. Kim saw some turkeys and Steve Novak posted a big sign from a fudge factory called Uranus. So you just never know what you're going to get.
You just never know. There's a lot of different ways the weekend can go. And sometimes you end up at a fudge factory in Uranus.
Yeah. Which, by the way, has homemade fudge. Uh-huh. So that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Thanks, Steve.
Katie got a chance to go see the llamas. That's pretty neat. They get like a little cup and you get to feed the llamas.
Oh, how fun.
I love it.
The moon, that super moon, because I left on Friday. Remember, we had that as part of Nerd News.
Mm-hmm.
But just with the snow and the way the light reflects, we've got a picture from Amy. They were shoveling and cleaning at 3 a.m. because it was bright enough in their neighborhood.
Wow.
Just they had enough moonlight coming through that they took advantage of it and took a picture in the middle of the night. It doesn't look like daylight, but you can make out what's in the picture.
That's the benefit, though, of having the white stuff on the ground is that it reflects some of that light. And you get a little bit more visibility. It is nice.
Did you see Stacy climbing a mountain in Phoenix? And it appears at the top of the mountain, you get to take a picture with Santa.
That's pretty cool.
That's a clever way to
do it. You
get
all the way there.
Yes.
I love how cozy Stephanie and her little ones look. They're all dressed up to do some holiday baking, and they all have holiday baking shirts. So cute.
Shout out to everybody who's not only buying local, but supporting local restaurants. Sarah Marie was at Hacienda for her birthday. Happy birthday, Sarah Marie. Big group, including Julie and her friends, were at LP. They're one of those who have gone all out from a holiday standpoint.
Can't wait to see that.
You and I are going. Next weekend.
That's
right.
That.
Yeah.
We've got some lovely pictures of some enchiladas, Vanessa. Thank you for sharing. It looks like turkey. Leftover turkey enchiladas.
Into enchiladas?
I've never had a turkey enchilada, but I think it could handle it.
Photos, and we also have video. Our friends from the Z102.9 Marching Band, primarily the sousaphone section, doing some playing on the band shell in Czech Village, thanks to Trombone Mikey.
Thank you, Mikey. Now, this is just so cool because we have been kind of keeping tabs on listener Beth. Her Antarctica adventure continues. She shared a photo from Antarctica.
Awesome shot. You could see her and those kind of like I'm walking in snowshoe poles.
Yes.
And then I presume the ship that brought her, is that way back in the distance?
Yeah. I mean, if I didn't enlarge this photo and I just looked at the little thumbnail and like, oh, she's doing some cross-country skiing here in eastern Iowa.
Yeah.
But no, the amount of icebergs hanging out in the water, it's
unbelievable.
Cool.
And if you ever get a chance, whether it's an Alaskan cruise or like Beth, an Antarctica cruise? Pure frozen glacier snow is blue. When you hear the color Arctic blue or Arctic ice, it's not white, it's blue. The way the oxygen gets trapped in there, which you can kind of see those blue colorings on the ice behind her. That was just scratching the surface of all of the pictures. We thank everybody for putting those up on the Z102.9 Facebook page. We'd love to see some more for One Shot Weekend with Morning Scramble and Z102.9.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
We need to get back to a conversation, which we just started Friday. The members of the Morning Scramble typically have a gift exchange, and we only came up with our plan for how we will be exchanging gifts as of Friday, gentlemen.
Welcome to the room, Producer Ben.
Producer Ben.
Hello.
Ben.
Remind me, Claire, did you give me Roy Kent socks 1 year?
I think so, yeah.
I'm wearing them. I'm wearing them.
Oh, fantastic.
And that year you gave me my corn coffee mug because we did a Mugmas. I just used that this past Saturday.
And it was corn. Kid was
the corn
everywhere.
Kid, yeah. So we kind of follow the trends. We've done color Christmas.
Yes.
We've done Mugmas.
Mm-hmm.
We did a year where you would just, how did that go? I gave you money and you bought gifts you think I would buy for you.
Well, yeah, it was COVID.
COVID Christmas.
Yeah, we did COVID Christmas.
We've done convenient Christmas where we go to just a truck stop.
Yeah.
But you were thinking of favorite things theme this year.
So we just did our favorite things show, our live show in Marion, and that was really fun to share some of the things that you can purchase at our local shops. And I thought that'd be kind of a fun thing for us to do is each of us brings 3 items and they are like some of our lower ticket favorite things, like a $10 item. And we set the price and then we all bring things and we exchange and tell why we like this little item.
When you pitched this to Ben and I earlier, it was $5.
Yes.
And then...
It was?
Yeah, I originally pitched it as $5. I think that's part of the challenge. And then you said you wanted it to be 10.
I felt 10 was appropriate.
So I agreed, 10.
It opens up more options. Ben and I would like to talk to you.
What do you guys want to say to me?
I think $10 is a little low.
Seriously?
How are you supposed to have a favorite thing for just $10?
That's the point. It's a simple pleasure, Ben. Like... Holiday oranges, you know, like the little World War II kids would get an orange in their stocking and they would think, wow, this is really wonderful. And I would have fresh citrus flavor.
That's because they had scurvy or rickets. One of them. That's because it sounded foreign.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So it's like I got you a pineapple.
Oranges are pretty available. You're going to get us all pineapples?
I didn't even think about fruit basket.
Fruit basket.
Oh, fruit basket's a good idea.
A delightful thing for the... Think about stuff like that.
But
like,
it needs to be something that we also enjoy.
Yes.
And to his point, like, I could get you both a $6 bottle of wine, but if I wanted to get you something nicer, what price point were you thinking?
I was thinking $10 bottle like of wine. 20.
20?
I was thinking double it.
20?
20.
A $20 item.
But now remember, you're spending 40 because it's 20 me, 20 her.
Right. Exactly.
And then you're buying one for yourself so we can all kind of use them at the same time.
It's your favorite thing. You should get one of your favorite things.
Is that still okay?
It's okay with me.
So it's 60 bucks.
60 bucks. How much are we paying him?
Too much.
Apparently, he's Big Bucks.
Yeah, he's Mr. Big Bucks.
Okay, well, if Mr. Big Bucks, are you supporting him then?
If you think about it, you're not just enjoying $60 worth of stuff. You're enjoying $180 worth of stuff.
Retail value. Yeah.
No, that's a good point because I'm getting something from you and him and my own. So, and
I think that this takes the challenge out of it, though. Like, it's a favorite, like, little simple pleasures. Remember the kids with scurvy?
When we were thinking about this, I'm hoping for like some homemade noodles from the Amanas.
Yeah.
I would rather have $20 for the noodles than $10.
You could have an entire box of noodles, right? Man,
maybe get a noodle class. She's got to make them.
Amanda has
noodles.
Some good quality stuff, but you got to pay a little bit for it.
Okay. So you understand price point.
I think he's saying my favorite premium things.
Okay.
A little bit more.
The Morning Scramble's favorite things, premium. Is that what we're doing?
That's it.
Nothing but the best for the Morning Scramble.
Premium.
Premium.
You know what? I'm just going to get you all gas cards, and I want you to only get premium unleaded.
That sounds flat.
Yeah, there's gas, but there's premium gas.
Is this your favorite kind of gas?
$20 Quickstar, $20 Quickstar.
Wow.
Okay.
Great, so the premium gas is going to use up that $20 card in like a quarter of a tank.
That's true.
Yes.
But it's still a favorite.
That's my favorite thing.
Okay. $20 is the goal.
Okay.
I'm not even the rank. Like, it's 20
bucks.
I feel
like I've been outvoted.
Well, there are three of us.
I'm still in favor of five. No. We're going 20.
I could figure something out for five, but it's not going to be as special.
But we're not getting noodles.
We could
I want noodles.
Just what? Up to 20? That way you could spend five?
Yeah.
Up to 20.
That's fine.
A range.
Okay.
Yeah.
A range. Up to $20. Morning Scramble. Favorite things. Premium Christmas.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't wait to see what we each bring.
When are we doing this? We have some time, yes?
We do need to find some time.
Okay. Well, hey, getting the price point I thought was going to take longer, so we got that figured out.
I thought we'd already figured it out. I thought five was reasonable. Then you talked me up to 10, and now Ben has talked me up to $20.
It's like a Christmas auction.
I'm bougie.
Cheapers, so bougie.
If we keep talking, we might hit 25. We better stop now.
No, shut it down.
Morning Scramble, favorite things, premium, Christmas, up to $20 per person.
Up to.
All right. Let's get to thinking, get to shopping.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay. Have a good day.